So if you look at this, this is how you do it. We saved the client just like you over $46,000. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'll read that. Here's how we did it. Wow, that's cool. And then bango, 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 bango. I do not have to struggle through reams of paper to figure out what's going on. It jumps out at me with the three-tier technique. The next thing in here is the font. If you studied this thing and you looked at this for a long period of time, you would come back to this line right here. Why is that? I'll tell you why that is. It's the easiest font to read. It's black letters, it's lowercase, and it is the easiest thing for your brain. If I could show you stuff, and I've got some things, I don't want to take the time to do it, but I got some little quizzes I could throw up on a board to blow your mind here. Try to read this thing. You can't read it. All capital letters. Horrible. We do not want to have any publication materials in all capital letters. Everything you've ever read in your whole life is written in lowercase. Everything. Blackening on a white background. That's all that matters. Get it out there in a format that they can read. And that's Arial font. If you notice this up here, this is Times New Roman. There is what they call a serif. That little tit on the end of that T is a serif. This over here, it's my brain can figure out that's a T a nanosecond faster than my brain can figure out that's a T. So I like this better. My brain has less work to do. So why don't we some little teeny bopper out of college that got a degree in marketing and have her design something that's really artistic. So it's really artistic and it uses this kind of stuff. Well, isn't that cute? Well, we can't read it. Isn't that dumb? Look at the stuff you see out there that's really cute. It's really cute, but nobody can read it. We want people reading it and understanding it. And if we create something that we're going to send out to customers, those are some things we can do to make it better. We do not want to have a customer have to figure out what's inside. We want to make it really clear to the customer. This is what this is. So we don't want to say, this can increase your productivity. That requires him to take time to figure out why and how. We want to tell him, this will save you here exactly 15 minutes, you know, whatever. We want to make it really, really clear. No thought process. Look at this. If I look at this, my brain has to do two steps. I got to figure out what this is all about and what does that mean. Just tell me. That's it. Download complete. End of story. That's what we're talking about. So when you put some kind of a little brochure, something you're going to send out to customers, make it really clear what it is so that their brain doesn't require any extra steps because they won't take them. Okay, let's now move over to page 36. How do you start if you know the customer? Now, if you don't know the customer, we just went through that. If you know the customer, you know, you buy records and you make the phone calls just like we talked about. That's how you do that thing. Now, let's say you know the customer. Let's say you come into a territory like Darren over here, and he knows who these customers are, but he can't sell them anything. And you know, maybe you've been calling an account for a long period of time, and you know them, they know you, but they're buying everything from your competitors, and it's an account in your territory. They buy a little bit from you, and you want to get more business. What I found from personal experience, the only way to get business from an account that you know, and they know you, and you can't get anything going, is starting at the bottom. When you don't know the account, you start at the top, like you call in and they tell you Mr. Green, and then you filter on down through the other folks. But where you know the account, you go to your guy and you say, listen, David, I've been calling on you for 2.5 years over here, and I get the feeling you think I'm a decent guy, and you see me whenever I come in and so on and so forth. But, you know, I feel like we can do more good for your company. Would it be all right if I were to go down on the floor and work with Ryan in the sweatshop that you run in the back? If they won't let you go down and work with somebody at a lower level, then you need to get out of the account. You're wasting your time. Most often, they'll say, go ahead. Because they're thinking, they're in charge anyhow. You're never going to get any business in this account. So if you want to go out there and waste your time, go ahead. Go out in the shop and go to the lowest level. Now, what's the lowest level? You're talking about, right, you got to work with the operators. Now, you can't just walk up to an operator. You got to go down to a foreman. So hopefully if you've been calling an account for a period of time and you know all the guys and they just don't buy from you, you probably know a foreman or two. So you ought to be able to go to a foreman and say, can you tell me where something's happening? Now, I like the idea of making a layout of a factory. You just kind of rough it out on a piece of paper, and you block off certain areas. And you just say, who's responsible for this area? What do they got? How many machines? And you can get an understanding of the whole tree. You know, are there 50 NC machines here or two LeBlanc lathes? And so, you know, so you find out who these guys are. Do you know anybody in the area on the floor? And you can go up to that guy and say, look, you know, I'm trying to make something happen to this account because I can't even feed my kids, and I need to get an order over here. I'm not sure what to do. Who's in charge of these different areas? So somebody can tell you. Now, if you spend your time going into purchasing, you're not going to make anything happen, ever. You got to get out in the factory. You got to find out who's in charge. Ask a foreman to tell you, and you will find a foreman in an area that makes sense for you to work on. Usually, you'll say, oh, they do a lot of drilling here. They do a lot of milling there. And this is the foreman. So you might want to do a pass-through to factory and just walk through and say, you know what, I got this little layout. Darren, are you the guy responsible for the drilling area? And you just, you know, get a feeling. How do you feel with this guy?